The Food Safety Modernization Act is 1,200 pages of new rules for farmers.
It's basically the biggest shift or upgrade in food safety legislation and regulation in a generation. And there's a lot at stake for farmers.
Brian Snyder is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Association of Sustainable Agriculture, or PASA. He's been lobbying for changes to the bill to protect small farmers.
Any kind of extensive regulation like that is always more difficult for small businesses and small farmers because they don't have the money to hire somebody to sit and do the paperwork for them.
An amendment to the law already exempts farmers who sell less than $25,000 worth of food a year. And those who sell up to $500,000 worth of food are exempted if they sell most of it directly to local consumers. But Snyder is not convinced. He remembers when new regulations 20 years ago routed the meatpacking industry. He says even now there's a shortage of certified meatpackers because regulations are so tough. And he worries that the regulators are changing as well. Historically, farmers have been regulated at the state level. Snyder says this legislation means farmers will also have federal authorities looking over their shoulders.
Really, the issue at heart here is, do local farmers need to answer to the FDA, or can they work with their local authorities?
Snyder says he worries heavier regulations could dissuade young people from getting into farming, or it could keep small farmers from expanding in size or goods. One area the new regulations focus on is processed, prepared vegetables.
Anything that requires a knife is going to really draw tremendous scrutiny under these new regulations.
Let's see. I'll show you a tomato chutney here. This is made with regionally grown tomatoes. And
Center Hall farmer Kim Tate manned a table at the annual PASA conference, which took place earlier this year in State College. In the process of making her chutneys, relishes, and cooking sauces, Tate adds acidic ingredients like vinegar or lemon to lower the pH.
So when you take a pH of this, it would be below 4.2.
If food is not acidic enough, it can become infected with a bacteria called botulism. Tate knows the potential dangers. She's been farming and making prepared foods for 24 years. Tate considers herself a larger small farmer. And recently, for the first time ever, she got a surprise inspection visit from the FDA.
This is going to be part of their oversight and jurisdiction. And so I think they're beginning to show up at smaller places and see what the lay of the land is. They were actually really helpful and very kind.
Tate is working with agricultural extension agents at Penn State to come into compliance in a couple of areas where the FDA found problems. One thing she'll have to do is document, step by step, how she processes the vegetables. But Tate says she's not against being regulated.
We don't want them to be so burdensome that it's going to shut us down. We all want safe food, though. I mean, that's the goal.
The FDA's visit to Tate Farms may not have to do with the new regulations. Her farm may have just grown big enough to get on the FDA's radar. But even those who fall under exemptions from the new regulations may end up having to comply to them.
Even if you are exempt, the new regulation states that if you do have a problem, if something is traced to your farm, you can lose your exemption.
Luke Laborde is an associate professor of food science at Penn State who works with extension. He says there's another reason small farmers might find themselves bound by the new regulations.
A very small farm, even if it's much less than $25,000, might still be selling to the local grocery store or something like that. And that grocery store has their own risk management policies, and they will be looking to see what other people are doing, and they're not interested in exemptions for anybody. I mean, this is their business is on the line.
Laborde says he and other extension educators at Penn State are putting together training materials about the new regulations and templates farmers can use to meet the new requirements. Even so, he says this regulation, like past ones, could put some farmers out of business.
Yes, perhaps some people have gone out of business because they couldn't comply. On the other hand, perhaps if they're not meeting basic food safety standards, they shouldn't be in the business of producing foods that you and I and our children consume.
The FDA wants to know what you think. The particulars of this bill could still change during the public comment period, which is open until September 16th. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.